That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
This is Phoenix FM.
Controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flying.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
It's that time again. It's Wednesday. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Dan Kajewski, and this is the Stage and Screen Show.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Stand up.
Ending the speculation there, that was Adele with the recently released theme to the eagerly awaited new movie in the Bond series, Skyfall, which is due for release on Friday the 26th of October. Not long to go now. And as Brian said, that song is currently at number 2 in the charts. Just to remind regular listeners that on Wednesday the 24th of October, there'll be a James Bond special of the Stage and Screen Show, when I'll be playing some of the best Bond themes in advance of the UK release of Skyfall, which is Daniel Craig's third outing as 007, and the 23rd movie in the spy saga. But more of that on October the 24th. The theme song to Skyfall was written by Thomas Newman, who was brought in by director Sam Mendes to take over from the previous Bond composer, David Arnold. Now, Newman and Mendes have worked together on a number of previous projects, including Jarhead, Revolutionary Road, and the multi-Oscar-winning American Beauty in 1999. But Thomas Newman has also written movie scores for numerous other directors, including this one for Martin Brest, a year before American Beauty, in 1998. That Next Place by Thomas Newman from the final scene of the 1998 film Meet Joe Black, starring Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins, and produced and directed by Martin Brest. I would have to say I think that's one of my all-time favourite movie scores, and I'm certainly looking forward to seeing and hearing, of course, what Thomas Newman does with Bond. And now, let's have this week's screen news updates, written as always by our film correspondent, movie journalist Vicky Bufton. The 56th BFI London Film Festival kicked off today and will continue until the 21st of October. Ones to watch out for include Ben Affleck's true story of a CIA operation, Argo. Martin McDonagh follows his success of In Bruges with his new movie, Seven Psychopaths, starring Christopher Walken, Woody Harrelson and Colin Farrell. And the film adaptation of The Reluctant Fundamentalist, starring Kiefer Sutherland and Riz Ahmed. A surprise screening of Steven Spielberg's much-anticipated Lincoln has been generating Oscar buzz at the New York Film Festival. Tipped for success are Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays Honest Abe himself, and supporting cast Tommy Lee Jones and Sally Field. It wasn't all positive, though. Some Twitterers thought it overly long and a little bit dull. Well, we'll get the chance to make up our own minds in January 2013, when it's released in the UK. Brit screenwriter Kelly Marcel will be getting to grips with Christian Grey and his saucy ways, having been tasked with writing the film adaptation of the frighteningly popular Fifty Shades of Grey. Marcel has previously written Saving Mr. Banks, which is currently filming and tells the story of Walt Disney's quest to make Mary Poppins. Cast and director are still AWOL for Fifty Shades, but now there's a writer, they should soon fall into place. Simon Curtis, director of My Week with Marilyn, is in talks to direct an adaptation of Edith Wharton's novel The Buccaneers, previously seen on the BBC in the 90s. The novel sees four American socialites ditch the US gents and travel to England to find more suitable husbands. Drama, scandal, and love ensue. Could this see Curtis direct yet more stars to Oscar nomination after last year's success with Michelle Williams and Kenneth Branagh? We'll just have to wait and see. And out of the cinema this week, Ruby Sparks. Zoe Kazan's script sees Paul Dano's struggling writer manifest his dream girl out of thin air by writing about her. Is it love? Is it magic? Perhaps the excellent supporting cast of Annette Bening and Antonio Banderas can shed some light in this delightful comedy. On the Road, Jack Kerouac's beat novel is brought to the big screen via a promising young cast, including Sam Riley and Kristen Stewart, looking to shed those Twilight images. And in Hotel Transylvania, Adam Sandler's Dracula creates a hotel for monsters looking to put their feet up and escape from menacing townsfolk, but the tranquility is broken when a humble human backpacker comes looking for a room. And the top five movies making a noise at the box office this week are... At number five, Paranorman is still wreaking havoc with the undead. Teen Angst A-Go-Go at number four with The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Ethan Hawke is seeing things that go bump in the night in Sinister at number three. Looper has been knocked off the top spot to number two. And at number one, Liam Neeson has fought off a competition with Taken 2. And that is the screen news update for this week.
your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. The stage.
That was We Built This City by Bernie Taupin, Martin Page, Dennis Lambert and Peter Wolfe, as featured in the 2005 stage show and the 2012 movie Rock of Ages. The original 1985 version there, performed by Starship. Do you remember them? Rock of Ages is a jukebox musical by Chris D'Arienzo, and it's built around the classic rock hits from the 1980s. The show began life in Los Angeles in 2005, before opening on Broadway in 2009. Since then, there have been numerous international productions in cities worldwide, including Las Vegas, Toronto, Melbourne and Manila. And in 2012, the show was made into a Warner Brothers movie featuring an impressive cast, including Catherine Zeta-Jones, Tom Cruise and Alec Baldwin. The West End production, which originally featured Justin Lee Collins and Shane Ward, opened at the Shaftesbury Theatre in August 2011, and will be there actually until the beginning of next year, when it will move to a still-to-be-announced new home somewhere else in the West End. Now, Rock of Ages has received a mixed reception from critics, which was certainly not the case for another box office record-breaking hit show, which also played at the Shaftesbury Theatre a few years earlier.
Feeling the way I always do. Oh, oh, oh.
Good Morning Baltimore by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman from the musical Hairspray, which opened at the Shaftesbury Theatre on the 30th of October 2007, starring Michael Ball as Edna, Mel Smith and newcomer Leanne Jones. The show garnered a record-setting 11 Olivier Award nominations and won for Best New Musical, as well as acting awards for Best Actress and Actor in a Musical for Jones and Ball. The production closed on March the 28th, 2010, after a run of nearly 2.5 years and over 1,000 performances. Now, the version of Good Morning Baltimore that you just heard was actually from the 2007 movie version of Hairspray, performed by Nikki Blonsky in the role of Tracy Turnblad. The film, which was directed by Adam Shankman for New Line Cinema, also starred Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Walken, Zac Efron, Queen Latifah, and of course, dragging it up for the role of Edna Turnblad, John Travolta. But John Travolta is undoubtedly best known for a couple of other musical films. Grease, released in 1978, and this one.
better than I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man. I just can't lose. You know it's alright and it's okay. I live to see another day. We can try to understand the New York Times affect our man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, staying alive, staying alive. In the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive.
Staying Alive from Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees. The soundtrack to the 1977 movie starring John Travolta is one of the best-selling soundtracks of all time. But that was Adam Garcia from the original London cast recording of the stage version, directed and choreographed by Arlene Phillips. The £4 million stage adaptation premiered in the West End in May 1998 at the London Palladium and was nominated for Olivier Awards for Best New Musical, Best Theatre Choreographer for Phillips, and Best Actor in a Musical for Adam Garcia. And now, let's have this week's stage news update. A local interest story first. Gemma Arterton has been signed up to play the lead role in the stage musical version of the 2010 hit film Made in Dagenham. It tells the story of a machinist at the Ford Dagenham car plant who becomes the unlikely heroine leading the picket line in the 1968 that leads to the end of sexual discrimination over pay. Arterton, who studied singing as part of her training at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts, took part in a workshop of the new musical last week under the direction of Rupert Gould. The show is a work in progress, and word is that it will hit the West End in 2014. Meanwhile, actress and singer Heather Headley has been knuckling down to rehearsals for London's much-anticipated new musical, The Bodyguard, based on the film of the same name. She'll be playing the iconic role of Rachel Maron, famously portrayed on screen by the late Whitney Houston. Previously, Headley won a Tony Award for her work in Aida in 2000 and originated the role of Nala in the original Broadway production of The Lion King. The Bodyguard opens at the Adelphi Theatre on the Strand next month. Kristin Scott Thomas, Rufus Sewell and Leah Williams will appear in Harold Pinter's Old Times in the West End next year. Directed by Ian Rickson, the production will, rather aptly, be staged at the Harold Pinter Theatre and will run from January 2013. Ritson has previously directed Pinter's The Hot House at the National Theatre. He also directed Harold Pinter himself in 2006 for Samuel Beckett's Crap's Last Take, which was recorded for film by BBC4. The production will mark the first time a Pinter play has been staged at the renamed venue, which was formerly the Comedy Theatre. Strictly Come Dancing stars Robin Windsor and Christina Reinoff are to headline in the dance show Burn the Floor at the previously mentioned Shaftesbury Theatre next year. The production, billed as an electrifying dance spectacular, will play at the theatre from March the 6th, 2013. It will replace Rock of Ages, which ends its current run there in January. Burn the Floor previously played the Shaftesbury in 2010, but this returning production promises new choreography, music and orchestrations. English National Opera has launched a new scheme targeted at young people and novice opera goers, which encourages people to dress informally at performances. Undress for Opera was launched last week at the London Coliseum, where it was revealed that the best seats in the house will cost £25 at the four performances included in the scheme. Don Giovanni will begin the programme in November, followed by La Traviata on February the 7th. Audiences will be encouraged to wear casual outfits, including jeans and trainers, and there will be a nightclub-style bar serving beers and cocktails. John Berry, Artistic Director of ENO, said there are lots of people who are put off by the way opera's presented. They think it's too stuffy, too posh, too expensive. Undress for Opera, the scheme we're launching, is a fun title for a subject we're very serious about. We want to change the perception that opera's not for me. And new production in London opening this week include the eagerly awaited Cabaret, which opened at the Savoy Theatre last night and stars Michelle Ryan as Sally Bowles, Will Young as the MC, and Sean Phillips as Fräulein Schneider. This production, directed by Rufus Norris and produced by Bill Kenwright, turns the Berlin of 1931 into a sassy, sizzling haven of decadence and features the well-known and much-loved music by Kanda and Ebb. Then opening tonight at the National Theatre, Olivier, we have Damned by Despair by Tirso de Molino in a new version by Frank McGuinness. And Dreamboats and Petticoats is to return to the West End next week, previewing at the Wyndham's Theatre from Tuesday the 16th. The musical by Lawrence Marks and Morris Gran originally ran at the Playhouse Theatre in London from 2009 until August this year. It will now play at the Wyndham's near Leicester Square from January the 19th. The show is produced by Bill Kenwright and Laurie Mansfield. And more locally, Brentwood Operatic Society is proud to present The Drowsy Chaperone at the Brentwood Theatre from Tuesday the 16th, a toe-tapping trip back to the golden age of musicals. It all begins with a die-hard musical fan playing the soundtrack, the cast album, to his favourite show from 1928, a smash hit called The Drowsy Chaperone, and the show magically bursts into life. Audiences are instantly immersed in the glamorous tale of a celebrity bride on her uproarious wedding day. With sequin-drenched costumes and dazzling choreography, this award-winning roller coaster of a musical swoops into Brentwood for a limited run until Saturday the 20th of October. Tickets start at £14 and can be booked by calling the Brentwood Theatre box office on 01277 200 305. Now, I couldn't get to the end of this week's show without mentioning the Classical Brit Awards 2012, which were broadcast last Sunday. The night ultimately belonged to film composer John Williams, who not only took home the Brit Award for Composer of the Year for his work on War Horse and The Adventures of Tintin, but also a Lifetime Achievement Award, and who can argue with that? And here now is the specially commissioned medley of the music of John Williams, which was performed live at the ceremony, introduced by Mylene Klass. So, here come 9 classic movie themes back-to-back with a few film clips thrown in as well. See how many you can name before I list them at the end. And the first 2 tracks, I think it is, I've already given you recently. For all you John Williams fans out there, enjoy this.
John Williams is an unquestionable legend of the silver screen. His music will forever be entwined in our culture and consciousness. Ladies and gentlemen, performed by the London Chamber Orchestra under the baton of James Morgan, we present a very special tribute to the wonderful work of John Williams.
I can stand high.
Awesome stuff. That was the London Chamber Orchestra with, in order, the themes to Star Wars, Harry Potter, Jaws, Saving Private Ryan, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jurassic Park, Superman, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and finally, Indiana Jones. All, of course, composed by the one and only John Williams. And now, just to pick up with Adam Garcia, who I mentioned earlier, following the success of Saturday Night Fever, he went on to star in a number of movies, including the 2000 picture Jerry Bruckheimer, produced Coyote Ugly alongside Piper Perabo. But later, he returned to the West End stage in 2006 in the original cast of the much-anticipated mega-hit from across the pond, Wicked.
The trouble with schools is they always try to teach the wrong lesson. Believe me, I've been kicked out of enough of them to know. They want you to become less callow, less shallow. But I say, why invite stressing? Stop studying strife and learn to live the unexamined life. Dancing through life, skimming the surface, gliding where turf is smooth. Life's more painless for the brainless. Why think too hard when it's so soothing? Dancing through life, no need to tough it when you can slough it off as I do. Nothing matters, but knowing nothing matters. It's just life, so keep dancing through. Dancing through life, swaying and sweeping, and always keeping cool. Life is fraughtless when you're thoughtless. Those who don't try never look foolish. Dancing through life, mindless and careless, make sure you wear less. Trouble is right, woes are fleeting, blows are glancing when you're dancing.
What's the most swankified place in town?
That would be the Ozdust Ballroom.
Sounds perfect!
Let's go down to the Ozdust Ballroom. We'll meet there later tonight. We can dance till it lights. Find the prettiest girl. Give her a whirl. Right on down to the Ozdust Ballroom. Come on, follow me.
I hope you'll save at least one dance for me. I'll be right there waiting all night.
Oh, that's so kind. But you know what would be even kinder? See that tragically beautiful girl, the one in the chair. It seems so unfair. We should go on a spree, and not she. Gee, I know someone would be my hero if that someone were. Go invite her.
Well, maybe I could invite her.
Oh, Mick, really? You would do that for me?
I would do anything for you, Miss Galinda.
So
I'll be picking you up around 8?
After all. Now that we've met one another, it's clear we deserve each other.
Perfect,
so we're perfect together. Born to be forever. Dancing through life.
one night. I'm about to have a fun night with this munchkin boy Galinda found for me.
That was Norbert Leo Butts with the song Dancing Through Life from the original cast recording of Wicked. Well, that takes me to the end of this week's show, I'm afraid. After the news, it's Body Talk, as usual, with Melanie Watson in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8. Thank you, as always, to Vicky Bufton for her screen news update, and, of course, to you for listening. And remember to tune in at the same time next week if you can, 6 o'clock, for yet another instalment of the Stage and Screen Show. I will see you then.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the chairman of the BBC Trust has asked the BBC's Director General to review its guidelines on child protection following the sexual abuse allegations against Jimmy Savile. Today,